third Mishnah. A person who hit his parents but not cause a wound, he still has to pay all these five things. If he wounds them, then he gets death penalty, and as they cause them to bleed, yeah, or black and blue, he gets a death penalty, and therefore he'd be potter. But here he hit them in a fashion, maybe caused them boishes, caused them some other damage, but did not cause them to bleed, so he has to pay. He wounded his friend in Yom Kippur, Yishchai B'kulam, he wants to pay everything, because this Tana holds, which is early in the Masechta, that even though the concept of cumulative Ravin, if you get a death, you're deserving of the death penalty, you don't have to pay monetary fines that go along with it, but here he did on Yom Kippur, which does not get the death penalty, and all gets Karis, and this Tana holds that Karis is not a reason to say cumulative Ravin. Hachoy Bevid Ivri, Chai B'kulam, the person who wounded a Jewish Evid has to pay everything because he's a Jew. Chutz Mishevis, he doesn't have to pay for the fact that he caused him not to be able to work. It's Manju Shaloi. When he deserves his own Shevis. Yeah. In other words, it's his own Evid Ivri. So who's losing out from his work? The master's losing out. So if the master wounded his Evid, he doesn't have to pay. If he wounded somebody else's Evid, then he has to pay that master. Achoy Ubev Kanani Shalachayrim, Chai Vakulim. The Tanakhama has a chiddush over here that even though Eved Kenan is not a full Jew, he only has mitzvahs like a woman, but even so, if you wound somebody else's Eved Kenan, you have to pay everything. Obviously, if it's your own Eved Kenan, it's your own property, so you pay to yourself. He says, Boishas does not apply to Avodim.